Recorded Books and RB Digital present Renegade's Pride by B.J. Daniels. Narrated by Graham Winton. Chapter 1. A sliver of moon hung high in Montana's immense night sky as Eli Cahill made his way out of the mountains. In the distance, he could see the ranch with its huge barn and, past it, the sprawling house where he'd once lived with his wife Mary, which meant he didn't have that much farther to go. He stopped at the edge of the dark pines to shift the heavy pack on his back. It had been easier making this trek when he was younger. Now, at almost 70, his gold panning in the mountains took a lot more out of him. He couldn't bear the thought of the day he might not be able to make this trip. Moving again, he licked his lips, anxious for that first drink he'd have once he reached town. He'd been prospecting in these mountains for over a month now, and had found enough gold that it was weighing down his pocket, begging to be traded for cash. A cloud passed over the moon, pitching the western landscape into shadow. As if a spider had raced along his bare skin, Eli shuddered and shifted the pack again. He stopped to sniff the wind, alert to danger. At first he thought it might be a bear ahead in the shadowed darkness. He'd cleared the pine trees that blanketed the mountain and now looked down on the pasture. Nothing moved that he could see. The moonlight glinted off the chain-link fence enclosure in the middle of the pasture. He felt his pulse bump up as his stomach did a slow, sickening roll. He had lived with the horror of what was buried inside that fence for years. Now he listened, his ears attuned to trouble. As if what was buried there wasn't frightening enough, it was what the enclosure attracted that made his blood run cold.